American Cattle News. I'm Bill Baker.
We need to see what we're really dealing with here.
That's Bill Bullard with the independent group RCAF USA.
RCAF was concerned about inviting foreign investment into the U.S. food system. And the Chinese, they want to purchase $200 million worth of Montana source beef, then wants to invest up to $100 million to build a slaughterhouse and feedlot infrastructures in the state. And the construction for this project is supposed to start right now in the spring of 2018. Now, many people will say, well, this is exactly what we need to do. We need more packing plants. We need more feedlots. And we need more investment in the United States. But here's the other side of that issue. We need to look at this country that we're dealing with. China is a communist country. And it's a non-market economy. And prior to 2003, when they closed the border after the United States detected a mad cow disease in an imported animal from Canada, we exported to China about $23 million. Then in 2003, the beef ban occurred. Then interestingly, in 2006 and 7, the Chinese offered to reopen the U.S. border to exports to China, provided that we ship them only boneless beef from animals under 31 months of age. But the USDA at the time says, no, it'll be all or nothing. You either accept everything we want to send you, or we won't sell you anything. So we went for another 10 years without having any access to the Chinese market. And then in 2017, imports were resumed to China. And now they're flowing rather slowly, but nevertheless, we are exporting beef to China again. But we need to see what we're really dealing with here, because inviting communist China to colonize Montana is not good. We should not be celebrating selling off America one piece at a time, particularly to a fierce rival. Congress should amend the statute authorizing the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States to bar Chinese state-owned enterprises from acquiring or otherwise gaining effective control of U.S. companies. Recently, the FBI director says the whole of Chinese society is a threat to the U.S. and America must step up.
That's Bill Bullard, who heads the group RCAF USA. More details about their organization at r-cafusa.com. I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.